This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports, the war in Gaza has significantly changed the nativity scene in Bethlehem this Christmas.
Celebrate Christmas. A mostly silent night creeps through one of the religion's most important cities.
The whole world is celebrating Christmas this year, but not Bethlehem, not the birthplace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bethlehem is celebrating Christmas with sadness and sorrow because of what's happening in Gaza and in all the West Bank, all Palestinian territories.
Bethlehem's churches this year framed the nativity theme depicting the birth of Jesus Christ in barbed wire and rubble, a show of solidarity with the people of Gaza. Officials here say tourism this year dropped from 2.3 million up to September to no tourists since. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledging he took a call from President Joe Biden yesterday. He rebukes claims of reports that Israel plans for the war have been influenced by the United States.
Last night, I spoke again with President Biden. I appreciate the U.S.'s firm stand in the Security Council, a stand that supports our war effort. I told President Biden yesterday that we will fight until a complete victory, however long it takes. The United States understands that. I have seen false publications claiming that the U.S. prevented and is preventing us from operations in the region. This is not true. Israel is a sovereign state. Our decisions in the war are based on our operational considerations, and I will not elaborate on that. They are not dictated by external pressure.
Meanwhile, a senior Egyptian official and a European diplomat say that Egypt has put forward an ambitious proposal to end the war. This is VOA News. Ukraine's Air Force says it has shot down two Russian fighter jets during the night, along with two cruise missiles and 28 drones. The report on Monday said that the attacks were aimed at southern and central regions of Ukraine, but that no casualties were immediately known. It said that 31 drones were launched in all, but details of what the three that were not intercepted may have struck were not given. Summary from the Ukrainian presidential office said that one civilian was killed and at least four others were wounded in Russia attacks over the previous 24 hours. A sprawling caravan of migrants from Central America, Venezuela, Cuba, and other countries trekked through Mexico Sunday, heading toward the U.S. border. Norve Diaz, a migrant from Colombia, says, I had to leave the country without wanting to because you know that leaving your family and roots, the few things you had, and venturing into something that is uncertain because you do not know where you're going to get, how you're going to arrive. Christmas Eve procession came just days before U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrives in Mexico City to hammer out new agreements to control the surge of migrants seeking entry into the United States. Meanwhile, Diaz goes on to say, you have to keep struggling because that's life. That's what it's all about. And it one, and my objective is the well-being of the family. The caravan, estimated at around 6,000 people, many of them families with young children, is the largest in more than a year. A clear indication that joint efforts by the Biden administration and President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador's government to deter migration are falling short. Pope Francis is denouncing the weapons industry in his Christmas Day appeal for peace in the world, in particular between Israel and the Palestinians. Francis delivered his annual Christmas Day speech from the St. Peter's Basilica to the throngs of people in the piazza below. He said he grieved the abominable attack of Hamas against southern Israel on October 7th and called for the release of hostages. He also begged for an end to Israel's campaign in Gaza and the appalling harvest of innocent civilians as he called for humanitarian aid to reach the Strip. Brazil's federal police say that one of the country's most wanted criminals has turned himself in after negotiations with local authorities. Luiz Antonio da Silva Braga, better known as Zeno, is a top criminal leader of the largest militia group in the state of Rio de Janeiro. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.